Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You want to say it at the same time?
Favorite memories? Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple.
Okay. I know.
But what's the first one that came to your mind?
Okay.
One, two, three. Supermoon.
Marrying you.
Oh.
So, we're not compatible.
Fuck.
We are not compatible.
We're breaking up. Mark, hit the breakup button.
Mark, hit the breakup button. If you hit can, it hard.
If you still
hold
have it.
Down.
Hold it down. We drew separate memories in our minds.
That is insane. I mean, Supermoon was great, though. I gotta say.
Yeah, getting married was great, too.
Yeah, you don't mean Jesus.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. My name is Steve Green.
You could rest your hands like this. Maybe that helps.
I'll try.
Listen, we are messing around with a new setup today. If you're not looking on YouTube, it's pretty lit. It's like pretty lit. We might only be here for two episodes, but yeah. I was just chest testing it out so you could actually see our poster and it's not like laying cool against a chair, but this might be a little bit too echoey. I can't tell yet. Let us know how you feel about it. Don't hold that because I can hear it.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So today I thought we would do a topic because we talk so much about how communication is the most important part of a relationship. Yeah. But I find that sometimes people don't know where to start. Like how do I start communicating with my partner? How do I open a dialogue? Things like that. How do I know like he's the right one? You know how we get so many questions that's like, well, like he seems like he's my type on paper. Like there's all these good qualities, but I just like don't ever want to have sex with him.
Oh yeah.
Like what's the deal? How do I approach it? How do I communicate? Okay. So I follow this account on Instagram called We're Not Really Strangers. And this is not sponsored at all by them at all, but I follow them and I really like their posts and they do this game. It's called a game, but it's kind of like a setup like Cards Against Humanity or like a, you know, it's one of those decks of cards. And they're just basically conversation jump off points for you and your partner. They also have friendship ones. They have a couple different packs. But what I liked about this one is the reviews were not just like, wow, this really made me and my partner get closer. They were like, wow, me and my partner realized we weren't compatible after doing this.
Oh, shit.
Like shit like that. So I was like, they must be asking the right questions. Like, they must be opening the right dialogue. And so I went online and I found out that they have a free version online.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a sample version or whatever. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
maybe
I thought
we'll find out we're not compatible.
I know, right? But then, like, you know, I feel like these are a good... I feel like these kind of questions are maybe questions that we have asked ourselves in our relationship before, but maybe people don't know to even ask those questions.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Or like they don't know that this opens up a whole new part of getting to know your partner that maybe you didn't like, or maybe you love even more than you thought you did.
I'm very intrigued.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't pre-screened these questions or anything. I literally just found this online today because I was like, maybe I should order that card game for us. But then I found the free version. So if we like it, maybe go check it out. But we'll test it out for you. And I will let you know my honest thoughts because, again, not sponsored at all. They don't even know me. They don't even know I exist, even though we're not really strangers. That's the name of the thing.
Oh, so got it.
You're supposed to like laugh because it was, thank you. It was got a joke. It.
Well, you didn't say that at any point.
Well,
so
well, was, I didn't, instruct, wasn't I didn't communicate joke. With you to
yep.
laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it switches off. When you hit the relationship pack, you enter in both you and your partner's names, and then it'll have
Iceman.
It'll say Nikki's turn or Steve's turn. Okay. I already put Steve. Sorry. Oh, sorry. They didn't know you as Iceman. So.
I understand.
Okay. So it's my turn to start. Are you ready?
Yep.
Steve Green. What was the first thing that you noticed about me?
Your butt.
Oh, and by the way, this is level one. It's called perception. It's all about how you perceive me and how I perceive you.
I definitely noticed your butt.
That was the first thing you noticed about me?
I mean, obviously your face came first, but it was like, whoa, damn. Mm. It was like a whoa, damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a very attractive person. Noticed that as well.
Mm.
I loved your eyes. Defo babe, as they say in the UK.
You looked at my eyes?
Well, that's what you do when you look at somebody and you meet somebody.
I don't know. I don't know if I always do that. Maybe
you
I do.
You don't just look at people?
Well, no, like not in their eyes. Not if I'm not talking to them.
What are you looking at, their dick print? What the hell are you looking at?
No, I'm like looking at their general area. I don't know. I don't know.
What kind of hippie shit is this? I'm looking at their aura.
It's not a hippie thing.
Okay, what are you looking at then? I don't get it.
I don't know. Just I think eye contact didn't come naturally for me, so it's like a thing that I only do when I'm talking to people. I just feel like awkward if like I'm looking at them and then they look at me back, and I wasn't talking to them.
What the hell?
Unless they're talking.
Okay, this is why you told me not to stare at you.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. She has this thing where if I'm staring at her, she's like, don't stare at me.
I don't, it makes me feel like I have to do something or like he's anticipating something.
And I'm like, no, I'm just literally just checking you out.
It's weird for me. I don't know. I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing you noticed about me was my butt.
The first thing that jumped out about you to me, yes, was your eyes and your butt. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. There you go. Okay, this is your turn.
Who do you think was more nervous on our first date?
You were, for sure. 1,000%.
Yeah.
You went the wrong direction. You got super embarrassed by it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was just joking with you and you got so embarrassed.
Of course.
Yeah. And then I remember like the day before when there was that mix up where you canceled on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ran into each other at the thing you canceled on before.
Yep.
And you were like so nervous.
Verdemic too.
You were like shaking.
I was not shaking.
You were like shaking.
I was not shaking. That is such an absurd thing.
You were like so, you were like this, like you were so stiff and you were just like, you didn't know how to respond to me.
Well, you know, there's layers to that because I had just basically begun ghosting this chick I had been talking to like that evening.
Mm.
So it was a weird, like two things happening at once.
Yeah. Like, and you canceled our date and I ended up being at the thing you canceled.
Yes. Yes. But I had just talked to this chick. For like what I felt like was going to be the last time before I was like, dude, I got to be done with this because Nikki and me is on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, so you were clearly more nervous.
Yeah. I wanted to I wanted to go into our first date not thinking I had something else going on.
I see.
Yeah. But it wasn't like, oh, I'm going all in on this first date.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't want to go into it.
Feeling like you're cheating on somebody?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody that, yeah, exactly. Like, it's exactly like that.
I see. That makes sense.
But I wasn't like with this person at all. It was just, we were just getting to know each other.
Yeah, I just had never seen you like that before. You were just very,
or since.
Very nervous.
So deal with it.
You're what?
Or since.
Since.
You haven't seen me nervous like that since. No chance.
No. Only when
you just caught I've me seen by surprise.
You. I've seen you that nervous, but not about me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how open do you feel I am with you? Explain.
I mean, 10.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like more than necessary open.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Explain.
Yeah, I know everything about you. It's not bad. I just think that even like things maybe you don't want me to see, I see.
Yeah. And when I'm going through something, I always let you know immediately.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas with you, I feel like you need a little bit of coaxing.
Yeah, for sure. You got to get the shovel out a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go.
What assumption did you make about me that turned out to be false?
Oh. Huh. That's a great one. I thought you were really short, but turns out super tall. I assumed you were a jerk because I had only worked with your ex-girlfriend on shoots before.
Yeah.
So I knew her before I knew you, and she did not speak kindly about you. But not with examples. She would just express very greatly that she wanted to date other people.
Yeah.
And she couldn't wait to get out of a relationship with you. And so I didn't think it was going to last that long. I thought you guys were at the end when I met her, but then it went 3 more years. So.
Well, my YouTube channel kind of started blowing up. So.
Oh, right.
That happens.
I see. Yeah. And so I thought you were a jerk until we did a sketch together in 2012 it was a Valentine's Day sketch. And you were telling me all the things you had planned for your girlfriend. And you were just like the type of guy that I would want to date. And I was surprised by that because I did not think you would ever be the type of guy that I want to date. Also, you're kind of mean to me, like in like a playful way. But you guys.
Ball busters. Yeah.
But like in a little too far way sometimes.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's the problem sometimes with. Being in a group of people where everyone's trying to one-up each other's joke.
Yeah, I just felt like a lot of times I was the only girl. And so I'd be ball busting back, but the guys would gang up on me and wouldn't ball bust each other. And so I wasn't used to guys not ball busting each other. It's like you all worked as a unit. So it felt like I couldn't, it wasn't even of a playing field. But yeah, so then after that, I started changing my perception of you because you were just so nice on that shoot, and that was surprising.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So anything you thought of about me that turned out to be false?
I definitely didn't know you because we were both in the same sketch group, but we didn't really get to work together very much.
Yeah, that Valentine's Day sketch was like 2 or 3 years in.
That's what I mean. Like
yeah, it was a good couple of years of not knowing you at all.
Same. And so I didn't know anything about you. So all I knew about you was what I saw on screen, and then hanging out with you behind the scenes. It wasn't like you're talking about philosophy or like, you know, anything. So I didn't think that you were like dumb.
Yeah.
But I also didn't know how smart you were.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That was a big shock. Just how very, very intelligent you are.
Aw, I'm really not that smart. He's just trying to get
laid. I'm just so dumb.
He's just trying to get laid.
I meet someone who's not dumb and I'm like, whoa, holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, same. Like, I didn't think that you would talk deep about life at all.
Yeah, and really, I hate everything else.
Like, yeah, same.
Execute me in any small talk conversation.
That's one thing we have in common.
Just blow me away.
Yeah. All right. What do you think my perfect date night would be?
Definitely, we're going out somewhere. I would say probably a restaurant and dancing. And coming home and getting to relax with each other.
Interesting.
That's what I would say.
Interesting.
AKA fucking.
No, but that's interesting.
Okay, yeah. What's your ideal date? Holy shit.
Yeah, it would be a really nice dinner, wine. Yeah. Italian, probably.
Yeah.
And then followed by a whole night of craps.
Oh, duh.
Or poker, but more so craps. Craps is way more fun.
I have to add that back into the mix now that everything's opened up.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, I would way rather play craps than go dancing.
Yeah, true.
I mean, dancing's fun. It depends on the music. I don't really like clubs.
Same.
So it really would have to be either a live band or like 90s music themed. Yeah, by
request.
I really want a bar that plays the songs they play at weddings. I have the most fun dancing at weddings.
Me too. Love
but weddings. They don't play that music at places where you go dancing.
They do not.
It sucks.
That's what I mean. By request. And don't like, you know, the worst thing is when you request a song and it takes 25 songs to get there. It's just like, you're just agitated by the time, you know, it's been 10. You're like, come on.
Exactly. Oh, that reminds me. Alternatively, it could be nice dinner at Italian restaurant and then karaoke.
Karaoke is pretty good.
That's my runner-up.
That's pretty good.
Because, you know, they don't have craps in California. So if we had to do our date in California, then
yeah, I would say karaoke. But karaoke is predicated on drinking. Otherwise, get me the fuck out of there.
That's why I said Italian with wine. Yeah, fair. You know, we're go to a fancy restaurant. That's what I like, is like the contrast of the fanciness, and then we go out somewhere divey.
Yeah, perfect. I'm so glad you don't like bowling, by the way. I'm so glad.
Like,
so
I could get into it. If you were like super into going bowling, I could get into it, because anything where there's a competition, I could probably get into. But yeah, it's not my favorite. No, not at all.
I enjoyed that private bowling alley we had that one time. That was cool.
Oh yeah, that was really cool because it was swanky.
It was swanky. The atmosphere was great.
If it was a swanky place like that, by the way, we're talking about the Roosevelt Hotel. They have this
private bowling alley.
This private bowling alley. I forget what it's called. I want to say, nah, it's not Lucky Strike. That's a separate bowling alley. Well, anyway, it's like in this madman looking bar, and you're just like a candlelight everywhere. It's pretty cool.
It's like madman.
Madman.
That's what you is said, it?
Madman?
Madman.
Madman.
Yeah, you said it weird. I don't know. You said it weird. It made me laugh.
You're weird.
How important do you think birthdays and holidays are to me? Explain.
That depends. Okay, I'm going to go with a 7, and here's why. Both of us are not big on it needing to be about us.
Yeah.
You know, like our birthday being about us, or I don't need you to celebrate me on my birthday. Like turning another year older does nothing for me. I don't need lots of gifts or anything like that. But I like the reason to celebrate with people, like a reason to bring people together.
It's an excuse.
I also think we're both tradition-based people. Mm-hmm. So we really like holidays as like, oh, maybe this could be our new thing. Like I have cookie parties with my friends on Christmas, around the Christmas time. And we've been doing that for over 20 years now. And it's just a thing to get excited about. And I think you and I both like get excited. We like having something to look forward to.
Yes. God, yes.
Yeah. So I would say 7.
Yeah. I mean, I would say holidays more than birthdays. I don't really care about my birthday, but I like to celebrate it with you, like you said.
Yeah.
And I like just having an excuse to have friends.
You don't like
around.
When people forget about your birthday.
If it's like they're close to me, sure. Yeah. But not like, it's not like, I mean, if it was like my family member didn't call me on my birthday, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? You're supposed to call on a birthday because it's a tradition.
See, that's what I mean, like traditions.
Yeah, but as far as I wish I could just press a button and then nobody would ever get me a gift ever again.
Yeah,
and
I agree. Vice versa. We are not gift people.
I'm just sick of gifts.
Unless that person's really looking forward to something, like they really want this thing and
finally
they won't get it yet.
Yes, give me that option because it's never that option. I always feel like I have to buy some crap for somebody. Or receive crap from somebody. Yeah. So, yeah. If I could press a button and no more gifts, I'm in, bro.
We both agree on that. All right. So, okay. That's the end of level one. Okay. Level two.
Okay.
Level two is called connection. So, okay. It's my turn. How do our strengths and weaknesses complement each other?
That's a great question. I don't know.
You don't?
Well,
I do.
I would say that you have, like, for me, like, if we ever had to sit down and write something, which we have had to do, then we can, I would say my strengths help you out big time with that.
Like you're I think you're thinking too skill-based.
Oh, okay.
So I think our strengths and weaknesses complement each other. Like, think about socially. Like, you're a more of a social person, and you can bring the party together. And then I really like hosting the party.
True.
You can get the ball rolling on something, come up with ideas, and I can execute them.
Very true.
You know?
Yeah, I'm good at making friends. And then, and you're usually more shy at first.
Yeah.
And I'm good at making you make friends.
Yeah. Like, it's not like I don't make friends. It's just that it's a lot of energy for me to do the initial contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then inviting people places, I'm hesitant because of rejection.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're like more, hey, and people seem to like be receptive to you.
Yeah.
Also, I'm more organized and good at money management, but you're good at follow through. So if I tell you like, hey, this is our new plan, like you stick with the plan.
Yeah, always.
It's not like, oh, well, I think we should do it this way, you know? Yeah, yeah, and then when it's something that you're better at, I stick with your plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're better at crypto. Well, I don't do crypto at all. Like you do crypto, I do stocks. Yeah, I think our strengths and weaknesses really do complement.
I do synthetic crypto stocks, but not real stocks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So not real stocks.
So thank you.
So I guess I don't compliment you if you do it all.
No, you sure do. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
They're not all available on there.
I run your IRA account.
You sure do.
Make him go to the doctor when he's sick.
Uh-huh.
Make him get a kidney stone surgery.
I didn't want it. I said, let me die.
You're so stupid.
Save the money. Let me die.
You're so stupid.
What do you wish we did more of? Gambling.
Recently, okay, so I've been playing poker a lot, and I've been playing online for the past since the year started because for fake money. Yeah, it's not real money. Because the casinos are closed, and even the ones that are open, I was like, ugh, it just seems I wouldn't want to go there during the pandemic. But now everything's opening up, and people are vaccinated and stuff, and so we went to Commerce Casino in Anaheim.
Shout out. Big shout out.
And I had the most fun ever. And now I want to go all the time. I wake up thinking about it. I wake up trying to plan days to do it again. And
truly scary.
Yeah, I do wish we did more gambling now.
Let's see.
I guess like, I don't know. I like the amount of things we do.
Yeah. And I like the amount of things we don't do.
Yeah.
Just as important.
Like, I'm pretty set with the balance that we have going right now.
Yeah. Same.
All right. Have I helped you change your mind about anything?
Oh, lots of shit. Not taking things. Well, I never take things very seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you made me realize the things I did take seriously.
Yeah, or personally.
Yeah, and then I've learned to chill more about them
mm-hmm.
through you. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you've even taught me some pretty cool conspiracy shit that I didn't even know about.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah,
so
I turned you on to a couple things.
You did.
You're like, oh, she's a nutcase. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Hold up.
Yeah.
I'm a nutcase.
Exactly.
All right.
Most people would think it's the opposite. But you've actually turned me on to way more conspiracies than I turned you on.
Yeah, it's true.
Way more. People have no idea.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Anything that makes me go, what? Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Look at this shit. You're supposed to, I didn't know there was a drawing in this. Draw one of your favorite memories from our relationship. 30 seconds, compare.
Okay, I mean, I'll just tell you what I drew in my head.
I guess I'm supposed to draw it. Because the red is me.
So tell me what you're drawing in your head.
Oh. I mean, I think we have the same. You want to say it at the same time?
Favorite memories? Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One. What you would draw?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a couple. Okay.
I know.
But what's the first one that came to your mind?
Okay.
One, two, three. Super moon.
Marrying you.
Oh.
So, we're not compatible. We are not compatible.
We are breaking up. Mark, hit the breakup button.
Mark, hit the breakup button. If you hit it hard.
If you still have it. Hold it down. We drew separate memories in our minds.
That is insane. I mean, Superman was great, though. I gotta say.
Yeah, getting married was great, too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Jesus.
Obviously, like, after the Supermoon, I thought wedding, but I was like, oh, the first one that came to my mind, just because we talked about it all the time, is the Supermoon.
Well, first one that flashed in my head real quick before I was like, is that my favorite?
Yeah.
Was you and me at the AMC walking down the stairs and you tripped.
Oh, yeah. I like that memory too. Yeah. Yeah. And then I remember before we got married and I was like, what's your happy place memory of me? You would describe my studio, you know, the brick with the lights mm-hmm. shining on it.
Yep. Loved it. Good vibe. Yeah. Wish it had AC.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yep. But now we're in a place with AC. It's so look at thing. Us now. Started at the bottom, now we're here.
And you kept the vibe, though. I got to say, our outside patio reminds me a lot
of that.
That's
true. Yeah. I feel like I brought a lot of elements of my... This is definitely an adult version of my former self.
100,000%. This is... I mean, she wouldn't even have this in her head, like, in a dream board.
She'd be so stoked.
She'd be stoked, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What have I helped you appreciate about yourself?
You made me realize that I'm a lot nicer than I thought I was.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But it's not like I thought I was a mean person or anything, but I just never thought I was like, I don't know, you would point it out every time.
You're very thoughtful.
Yeah, and I didn't really think of it like that. I always tried to...
like, not just with me, but with everybody.
Well, that's great, because I always thought I was a little prickly sometimes, mainly because I got bullied as a kid and I just tried to keep people at arm's length.
No, like, you think about how to make other people comfortable right off the bat. Which is something I don't find in a lot of people. I remember when going to a birthday party, your ex-girlfriend's birthday party, and you were taking everyone's shoes and putting them in a locker. And like immediately you were asking me if you could take my shoes for me. Like just like nice. Instead of being like, oh, put your shoes over there. You just like did it for me.
I see.
And then when we had a game night and I was sitting on the floor. And you're like, oh, let me get you a pillow.
Oh, that shit drives me nuts.
You know, like things like that. Yeah, like our friends, our female friends, when they have to walk to their car, you walk them to their car. It's just a lot of that. Like, I just have not seen that.
Standard shit to me.
It should be. But it's not. I also just think, things you've gotten from my parents, I just didn't think to ever do anything like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're very empathetic.
Yeah, it's a curse sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Because
people can take advantage of you with that.
Same.
But yeah, for sure.
But you're a lot more empathetic than I thought.
Well, you pointed out to me, though, because I do those things on instinct, because that's just... Look, if somebody's... if I see somebody looking uncomfortable, I like start to get anxiety for them.
Oh.
So I... Yeah, like if... like, you know, it's like when you're growing up and your ma is like... standing and you're like at my karate thing or whatever, and I'm sitting down, like I'm giving my mom a chair, like that's what you do.
Yeah.
And
so
I just think that everyone should do that, like irrespective.
Never thought of it before you.
Mm.
And I mean, I feel bad now looking back. I'm like, I'd never thought about like the little things. I was really thoughtful when it came to like if it's your birthday or like if you invite me somewhere, I want to make sure like I'm meeting your expectations of me. Like, I don't like disappointing people.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, noticing that someone needs something around me, I just didn't think about it until you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here's you.
What would a day of completely spoiling me look like?
Sex all day.
Yeah, fuck
just
yeah.
Just sex all day.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Like, me tied to a bed.
Yes. 1,000%. With costume changes, wardrobe changes.
Maybe your favorite meal in between.
Yeah.
That's spoiling you.
With wardrobe changes.
With wardrobe changes, yeah.
For you.
With position changes.
Yes. I think that's it. I think you nailed it. Oh, and I get to watch my favorite movies with you after at night.
After? Oh.
Yeah, like I could show you like Die Hard or something cool.
So torture day for me is you spoiled.
Wait, you getting fucked all day is torture every day?
No, and then having to watch like long action movies.
Die Hard doesn't feel long.
I don't like action movies.
It moves, babe.
Ugh. All right, well, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I have a little bit more questions for us to talk about. Are you liking this so far?
Yeah, this is a lot. I think
these questions are really great, especially if you and your partner have never talked about these things.
Yeah,
these
should be doing this.
These are the type of things that bring you closer.
Write them down out there.
And it's like something you both hold. Like when we're both like, these are all of our favorite memories together. We've talked about those before. So
all the time.
We have them inside us at all times. If I look at him, I know his favorite memories are the same ones I have. Like it makes you know each other better.
And it's all part of, there's something to being how we are, which is we're reflective, sentimental people.
Yeah.
I like talking about that stuff with you.
Me too.
And we do that already. We do it in jacuzzi or whatever.
But if you were kind of harder to get to know, I think, you know, like these kind of questions are things that.
That's what I mean. This is good stuff to bring to the surface. Maybe for somebody who's not that sentimental.
Yeah.
And you can like.
Or has never thought about it.
Yeah. Initiate that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we are going to continue this level 2 connection question area zone.
After these words.
After these very special sentimental words.
Likely from us.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back, and it's my turn to continue asking questions that get me to know you better. I'm going to get to know you real good, okay, Green, and I'm going to use it to manipulate you.
I will use all of this.
I will use it to abuse and manipulate you.
Please don't.
Okay, well, okay. What fear do you think holds me back the most? Ooh, that's a good one.
Rejection.
Yeah.
Number one, for sure.
Yeah. There's a fear of failure.
Yeah, I mean, those are kind of tied together.
Fear of disappointing people.
Yeah, that's big. That's big, big, big.
Yeah. Let's say fear of disappointing people is probably the biggest. Rejection, I've gotten rejected a lot, and it depends on who I'm getting rejected by, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Here you go.
Write a short guide on how to love your partner well.
Oh. Why does that continue to be me to do it?
Have to do this.
Okay. Short guide on how to love your partner well. You feed him. You suck his dick.
Yeah.
You give him Mexican food and Tabasco.
Yes.
You tell him he did a good job.
Even
when he did it?
That's right.
I've never done that.
I know that.
I only tell you if you do a good job, and you do a good job a lot, except when you're picking out almond milk.
It's been my Achilles heel for a long time. Mm-hmm. Long time. Okay. For you, I would say feed her. You have to feed your Nikki.
Yes.
You have to help declutter your Nikki's mind.
Yeah.
So you have to help her, whatever the little outliers of stress are that a Steve can handle. I got to take care of those things so that you can have an easier flow, an easier current.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Acts of service is my top love language.
Yeah. If you need something, I get it.
Yeah.
Every single time.
It makes me
24 hours a
day. I'm so appreciative of that.
365 days a year. But that's also, to me, basic shit because you're my wife. Mm. I mean, that's...
It doesn't feel basic to me.
Well, but that
it makes me feel very loved.
Entry-level husbandry, I believe. Yeah. That's all.
That and quality time are the two that make me feel the most loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, what liquid does she need in the morning?
Coffee, done.
Like, she needs it.
She doesn't need it like she used to. It used to be, like, within 7 minutes of waking up, you could cry. But you somehow fixed that about yourself.
Yeah, I learned that actually hydration helps with tiredness just as much as coffee does. Well, I mean, not just as much, but drinking a water bottle first thing in the morning before the coffee totally helps.
There you go.
Because coffee will further dehydrate you. So if you're already tired from being dehydrated, that's like the worst thing to do.
Yeah. So once you kick that, I mean, dude, it's been easier. It's been like vacationing since then.
Yeah. All right. What's the most romantic thing I've done for you recently?
Oh, you got me the Drinkworks and you set it up and you had it all ready to go.
Hmm.
That was cute.
I surprised you with it too.
Yeah, you surprised me with it.
You didn't even see it there.
I had no idea. I would also say the jacuzzi, just setting up that backyard, was super cool. And it's a very good vibe out there, like very kind of romantic vibe as well. So yeah, coming home to see all that like ready to go and stuff, it's a freaking kick. It's a hoot.
I would also say that I was expecting you to say the laundry that I wore.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because
that's kind of out of the ordinary.
That was epic.
Yeah.
That was how long ago was that?
Well, on our anniversary, you told me like you wanted me to wear something special.
Yeah, you sure did. That was fantastic as well. Yeah. But when is that? That was one time you wore like this crazy shit.
I wore a French maid outfit and I called you upstairs to help me clean.
It was epic.
And it was a French maid lingerie outfit.
It was epic.
Yeah, with heels and stuff.
I remember I was taking pictures of you when you were doing that, and then I was on JK the next week, on like Thursday.
Oh yeah.
And I was pulling him up, and then I realized it was
Tip was sitting.
And I just started showing him there. I'm like, fuck yeah, stupid. This is sick.
All right.
What song best describes our relation? Oh, come on.
Come on. Well, it's not called that. It's called Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No shit. I didn't even know the name of the song.
Yeah. Can't Help Falling in Love. That was
everybody said we were stupid when we were going
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Well,
everybody
yeah.
said that we were being dumb and that I had that just gotten dumped. That we were rushing in. And that we were like, it was going to be a rebound, all this bullshit.
Yeah. Everyone called me a rebound for a long time.
Here we are 8 years later and married for 4.
Suck our dicks in hell.
Thanks.
So yeah, that's why that became that's why we chose it as our first dance song.
Absolutely.
Because it was so accurate.
And it was kind of petty, which I loved.
Because wise men say only fools rush in, and exactly right. You know, maybe they're not so wise.
I don't think they were.
Maybe they didn't follow their intuitions, or maybe they just never met anyone they were truly in love with.
Boom.
I think that's most people. Like they. Judge it because they've actually never experienced falling truly in love with someone.
I think you're right, yeah.
And I hope everyone does at some point. Me too. Hope you don't rush in unless you are truly in love and you will know.
And I hope that they're meeting you in the middle. It's not just a one-way thing.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Because that's when you really fall for somebody is when you're both just like, what the fuck? Yeah,
I don't think it's true if it's not both.
Exactly.
Both people in it.
But sometimes I see some all right, one-sided what's the, shit.
Excuse me?
Well, sometimes I see some one-sided shit.
Oh, right. It
makes
yeah.
me sad a little bit.
It does make me sad. What's the most important lesson a past relationship has taught you?
Most important lesson? I mean, oh boy. Don't take out your daily shit on your person.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was early in my relationship days, but yeah, that one I remember for sure being like, I was just more yelly.
Oh
yeah,
I can't picture it.
I know, but that was something that I learned from that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just yeah, definitely made that adjustment.
You snapped at me one time, like in a big way.
Yep, that's it though.
That's it.
In a big way, it makes it sound like I was abusing him.
No. It's just that, like, he doesn't snap at me ever. And this was, like, he went to, like, I kind of can't control emotion. I'll spin out and I'll have episodes because it feels like my emotions are just too much for my body. Like, yeah, I need to like hit pillows or scream into one or something because
or kick
like,
a concrete pillar with your foot.
That was dumb.
That was hilarious.
But Steve's usually a little bit more controlled with his anger. I mean, at least not on the road, but in the home.
Not on the road?
Yeah, not on the road.
Oh, God, no. I'm a fucking angry ass driver.
Scary. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm double birding out both windows.
I'm like, dude, it's LA. You need to stop. I need you alive.
I'm like, it's Orange County. It's probably worse. Stop. I probably really shouldn't be doing this.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
What made you fall in love with me?
I don't know if it was one singular thing.
It was my butt.
It was definitely your butt.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see until 7 years into our relationship.
That's not true, but it's really funny. It's not true.
It is true.
It is not. Remember,
it is true.
I remember walking around your place like fucking naked after we were fucking all the time.
No.
Yes.
No, you did not. No.
All right. If you say so.
Yeah. I did not see your butt until years into our relationship.
Oh, okay.
You are a never nude, my friend.
Okay.
I think your sense of humor, honestly, like I remember the first time I ever met you. You made a joke during, like we were at this premiere and there was a Q&A after, and you made a joke in the Q&A and I didn't know who you were until after the thing was over and we went to the Johnny Rockets and you were dancing with your ex-girlfriend to the jukebox.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, wow, he's funny and he's like romantic. He'll dance with her. Like I just was like, I wish my boyfriend would do that. Like I had a boyfriend at the time and we had been dating for like 5 years and I was like, I wish he was a little bit more like that, you know? And then after getting to know you after years and working with you on that sketch and just seeing you in a different light and watching how you treat your girlfriend, I was just like, man, like, this is the type, this is who I would want to date. Like, this is who I would want to find as a forever person.
Dude, me and this chick have destroyed some dance floors.
Yes. Hands even before we were down. Dating.
Yes.
Yeah. True. We shut down the bar at the Smiley premiere.
We sure did. We wrecked it.
Yeah.
It's because nobody else wanted to dance. It's so fucking annoying, all these introverted ass YouTubers.
Dude, yeah. I remember that year, that night, one of our mutual friends, who we haven't talked to in a long time, but I was kind of going through a breakup. It was like an on again, off again thing with my ex. And we were kind of like in a breakup state. And he was there with me at the beginning of the night, but then he had to leave and go back to his job. And one of our like mutual friends was like, Nikki, you know, you could get whatever guy you want. Like, you don't have to settle for that guy. And I was like kind of offended, but also like, no, I can't. I can't get any guy that I want. And we danced till the end of the night. And I was just like,
I think
subconsciously,
cute.
Like I really,
well, yeah, I just got shivers.
I thought that in my mind, man. During that, I was like, if I really could have anyone.
Oh,
yeah.
What a lucky guy I am. Good Lord, I love this woman.
Have I never told you that? You never told me that. I'll tell you who it was afterwards, but.
Yeah. I know who it was.
All right. What has this relationship taught you about yourself? Oh, yeah. That, by the way, on the last question. See, there still is surprises. That
dude, I did not know that. That's so interesting and funny. Yeah, because you and me were dancing. Nobody else wanted to dance. And
like in my head when he said that, I was like, yeah, right. Like, who? And like, and then we were dancing at the end of the night. I was like, if I really could have anyone I wanted, that like, that's not true because I couldn't. Mm, yeah.
Well, you were dancing with your future husband.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy that when I told that joke at the screening, which killed, it was a killer joke. That you were hearing your future husband.
That's so weird to think back on now.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is really weird.
Yeah. And that I was sitting with your mom all night talking to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you didn't remember me.
I didn't know. She even mentioned that she's Nikki Lima's mom. And I was like, Nikki Lima. I was like, so familiar. Because I was so new to the Total Sketch
Crew. Yeah, I had never met you. Yeah. I barely had met your ex.
I don't even think I had, you know, this is kind of a glaring omission on my part. But I don't even think I had seen Totally Sketch videos.
I hadn't.
Yeah.
I only saw the ones I was in.
Same.
That's why I didn't know I didn't even know your ex-girlfriend was in Totally Sketch until we were shooting a movie and we were like a week into shooting the movie. So we had worked together like the whole week. And then she was like, I know everybody in this room. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know you. And then she was like, yeah, we work on the same YouTube channel together. And I was like, oh, fuck. I've never seen any of those videos.
And it was really funny. And I bet now that you really know me, it's super believable. I mostly didn't know how to use YouTube.
Like, yeah.
To look for anything. Yeah. So I'd only click on the links that Michael would send me that had my videos.
That's hilarious.
I didn't know how to fuck to look for anything else.
I 1000% believe that.
Yeah. And I didn't even know there was a playlist or any of that kind of shit.
This dude doesn't even know how to use Instagram. People are like, why don't you post on Instagram more? He literally doesn't know how to use it.
Dude, it always surprises me sometimes. It says I have missed messages. And I'm like, but how do I go there?
Yeah. He sees the notifications, but he doesn't know how to get to them.
I have no idea how to get there.
Oh, man. You are just boomer level 1000.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. What's one small way I can be a better partner? Oh, that's a great question.
Small way I can be a better partner. Okay.
Don't be scared.
That you can be a better partner? Oh, okay. I think you've really been working on the main one that I used to have.
What was that?
It was just, I wish you were a little bit nicer to me sometimes.
I'm so nice. How dare you fucking say that? I'm so fucking nice.
But I think it's not about, you know, makes it sound like you're horrible to me or something.
No.
But what it is like in these moments when you are blocked off to everything.
Yeah.
You'll snap at me, even though it's not about me.
No.
It has nothing to do with me.
I actually don't. I can't temper the volume of my voice. So I don't even think I'm responding a way that you say that I'm responding.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm going like, oh, hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah.
But in your mind, like the way that you perceive it or that the way that's happening, I can't control the tone.
Yeah.
In my head, it's way different than what it's coming out as. And this is not just with you, But other people have said, like, when my emotions are high or I'm frantic about something or I'm stressed about something, people have called me really intense. But I don't feel intense. Like, when I'm talking, like, I don't feel like I'm being intense. I'm just like, I need a second, you know, like, I just need a second to gather my things. But I don't know how to nice it when I'm, like, going through it. It just feels like I'm communicating to you something.
Yeah.
Like, it's not personal. It's just like, I'm just like, hey, I am in this zone over here.
Yeah. And it's a part of you and I'm very used to it. And that's not to say that it's even a bad thing. It's just one of those things that sometimes if I'm not prepared for it, like, if I am not ready, like if I'm excited to see you, I just woke up and then I'm like, good morning. You're like, no, not right now. Like that. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm not prepared for that, mm-hmm. then some mornings I can be like, you know, like for the 15 minutes afterward, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. I should get a sign for my door.
Yeah. Why not?
Because it's seriously this thing. I mean, I don't know if it's ADHD or what, but if I'm in the middle of trying to figure something out and it's, like, I'm like, my mind is working in overdrive. The slightest interruption, whether it's you or a cat or a noise outside or whatever, throws me completely to the point where I have to start all over. And it really, really destroys me.
Yeah. And it's so funny, too, because it says, like, the slightest thing. And, like, this really isn't even a big deal at all. Like, this is not.
Yeah.
For me, this is nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to just. But you shouldn't, you know, have to feel hurt or at all. It's like.
I don't, though. I don't.
Probably just get a sign for my door.
Yeah. Get a sign for your door. But it's almost like. It's just a momentary, like, 30 seconds of, like, oh, okay, no problem. And
yeah.
And, like, it's fine after. I go about my day. I'm not down here, like. Like, it's totally fine. And it's not to say that I'm so used to it or anything, like, in a negative way. I'm used to it because it's just a part of how your process is.
It's not personal.
Yeah, it's not personal at all whatsoever. And my mother, every morning when I was a kid, cried. So it's not like I thought, like, oh, woe is me. Mm-hmm. My mom's crying. It was the opposite. I'm like, oh, man, my mom's going through some shit. You know. So I don't. It has nothing to do with me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go.
What are you currently working through that I don't see, if anything?
Oh. Well, that's kind of hard. I mean, I'm very open with it, but it's only to the capacity that I could describe it to you, you know, like just now about the thought thing where, like, I'm just like really trying to figure it out and I get really thrown. I can't explain it to you, but to know what that actually feels like is impossible to show you. And I wish I could, but, like, it's such a struggle that, oh, you know what I was reading too? And this was on the ADHD thing, and this just nailed it for me, was people will see me do very complicated things super easily. Mm-hmm. So they assume that I can do easy things no problem.
Right.
They just assume that
you can replace a chandelier.
Obviously, if you can do a complicated thing, something that's very complex, mm-hmm. and you need, like, to know a lot of it's very complex, then, like, taking care of this, like doing your laundry or like doing this or that or remembering an appointment time should be really easy. Like, things that come very naturally to the majority of people, that should be a no-brainer. That girl can do it because she can do crazy things. And it's not. Like, easy things are so hard for me. And I used to make me feel very broken until I understood that
more.
And so that's kind of the same thing where, like, I'm just trying to organize my day or, like, you know, put together something that should be very simple, but it's not. And so, yeah, getting interrupted is really hard. And I've kind of developed, like, systems and ways to help that, like, tools for it, but it's not, like, easy, you know?
Yeah.
And I think people don't get that a lot. And I was watering my plants the other day, and I'm the same way with plants. The plants that everyone was like, oh, there's no way you can kill this plant. This is, like, the no-brainer plant. I always fucking kill those plants. I can't keep them alive. But the ones that people are like, this plant's so fickle, it's so hard to take care of these plants, they're thriving. Like, my fiddly fig, fucking thriving. Its propagation, fucking thriving. Mm-hmm. But a succulent, dead.
Hey, dude,
they'll kill you dead.
They say you can't have an inflatable jacuzzi because it's too hard to keep those things clean. Guess
it's true.
What?
Our pH everyone was like, sick. Oh, the water's going to get disgusting so fast. Guess what?
Nah, guess what? Haters? Not. Guess what? You lose again.
How long has it been since I folded the laundry I did 2 weeks ago? Well, more than 2 weeks.
Oh, way more.
Way more than 2 weeks.
So yeah, easy things are hard for you and hard things are easy.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen that.
What's hard about that to explain to people is that people, and this is what would happen all through my childhood, is that my parents, mostly my dad, would be like, you're not stupid. Like, why didn't you think? Yeah. Like, why didn't you think? Why didn't you think? And I'm like, I don't know. And it would like, I would beat myself up because I felt stupid because I can do very complicated things, but like the easiest thing, he would be like, how the fuck did you not, think that? Like common sense. This is common sense.
Yeah. I've seen you like individually wrap like 40 presents for Christmas and then you forget like your makeup brushes as we're leaving. Like, you remembered everything.
I'm very scatterbrained. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So
I would say the one time that I've felt the closest to you, and this is just as an example, was recently our internet went down and I was trying to set up our internet because they sent me a new internet.
Yeah.
Unannounced. It was like, set up your new internet, asshole. By the way, PS fuck you, love Spectrum. Yeah. So I was like, wait, our equipment doesn't work anymore. They shut it off and then they're like, here's your new internet. Go fuck yourself. And I was trying to figure out how to do it or how to get it all set up because it wasn't working initially. And you were playing your poker game and it had that sound. And I was like, I just could not focus because of that sound. And I felt like I had like a similar thing to what you go through.
Yeah, like you were getting interrupted while you were trying to figure constantly. Out. Yeah, figure something out. Yeah, that would be the most similar. Okay, what is one small way we can improve our sex life?
Okay. You wear hot outfits every single time. Small little adjustment.
Okay.
And it improves it so much. Like we're talking about a lot of little bit of movement, a lot of output.
So what was it again?
Hot outfits.
Oh, hot outfits.
Okay. Hot outfits.
Just multiple outfits?
Wall to wall hot outfits. I mean, you know me.
Well, I had told you if you picked some out for me, then I would wear them, but you've never bought anything that you wanted to see me in.
I'm going to go on Amazon tonight.
On Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think one small way that we could really improve our sex life is if you didn't take 20-minute showers beforehand and kill the mood. This one small way. Just one.
Sounds like a small adjustment. And kill the mood is the best part.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part of it.
Like usually like you'll go upstairs and I'm asleep. Like I am asleep.
So true.
It's so hard to stay awake for 20 minutes and stay in the mood.
So true.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
It's okay. That's just one small win.
You're just as attracted to me. You're more attracted to me now than you ever have been, you say all the time.
I am. Absolutely.
I feel Steve Green's theory does indeed work.
Okay. Maybe he just doesn't have to take as long of showers. Maybe you can just wash the dick and balls and call it a day.
Facts.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get my hair a little bit wet. I just want to wash it real quick. But yeah, I get it.
We'll rinse it, but don't.
Adjustment noted and taken into the record. Thank you.
It's just like it's the difference between sex and no sex.
That's facts.
Yeah. All right. Here you go.
What immediately attracted you to me? What attracted you more over time?
Oh, whoa. That just went along with your.
Jesus Christ, guys. We're even.
That's crazy.
We're even predicting the next.
the next question. It's like, I think it's we're almost compatible. Like we're pretty good at this communication thing. Yep. So. Yeah, I think questions like this is what's going to make or break you if you're like, what attracted you more over time? Yeah, and let's say it
for the people at home, right? What immediately attracted you to me? What attracted you more over time?
The more over time thing is the part. Because I remember listening to Daniel Tosh in a stand-up saying, like, no matter what the fuck your dude says, he was way more attracted to you when he met you than now. And I really disagree.
Not the case.
Like, I think 1,000% I feel you are more attracted to me now.
100,000%.
Like, at least if it's a lie, you make me feel like are more attracted to me now.
You look the same to me. Am I nuts?
You and look more attracted to me.
And I feel deeper.
Yeah.
A deeper
connection.
Look into your eyes and I have so many memories.
Exactly. The eyes and the memories.
Yes. And I see that butt. Yes. I have a lot of memories too. No, but I
don't ever see his butt ever. He's a never nude.
Well, you see my dick though.
That's true. I see the dick and it sold me memories.
See? See, that's nice.
What immediately attracted me to you? I already said, fuck. How many times do I have to tell you, like, you're funny, okay? Like, fuck off. And what attracted you more over time? The deep conversations and the memories.
Oh,
and the sentimental, like, that we're both sentimental people. I, you know, it's not common. Like, I don't.
Oh, watching you with our nieces and nephews. Holy shit. Oh, same. Holy shit. You are so much more fun than I even thought you were.
Same.
Yeah, you are. She's the favorite, guys. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun to watch.
It's very different being the favorite.
You're not necessarily the clear favorite on the limo side, but you are definitely the clear favorite on the green side.
Yeah.
You are the undisputed champion.
Is so it goes in order of who is normally not the favorite is the most favorite. And my dad is the favorite on the limo side.
No
question. With our godson.
Yes.
And he is the least favorite of everyone else.
That's correct.
And then I'm next. So it works out.
I love your dad. I always got nominated.
He's great. No, he's great. But yeah. The way that the dynamic is in the family. Saying. Yeah. So it's like, oh, people who aren't the favorites normally get to be the favorites.
That makes sense. Then, no, you are
I don't wear off.
You're the goat on the green side.
I am the goat.
You are. Yeah. And especially to little
Aunt
Clara.
Aunt Mickey.
Oh my God.
Take a picture of me.
Yeah.
Aunt Mickey, can I ask a question?
Clara adores you.
Aunt Mickey, come to the bathroom with me. Aunt Mickey, do you want to play Barbies? Aunt Mickey, we're doing a coloring competition.
It's pretty cute.
It's really cute. I'm so glad that they're at the age where they can express things they like and have conversations now.
That's the other thing, too, is I'm glad that we've been in each other's lives so long because you were there when she was born.
The day after she was born.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, all that just so, it's so all great. I'm just glad
we have a whole story.
And I was there when Archer was born, and I don't know, man. It's cool.
Ooh, these are getting deep. Wow.
Okay.
When was the last time I hurt you? Perhaps unintentionally.
Hurt me?
Probably a morning thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give you your answers, but.
Yeah, no, that sounds right. I mean, I'm trying to think of an actual time that you hurt me. I mean, I would say that, but me and you got in a misunderstanding. This is old years ago. But
mm-hmm.
The last time was this misunderstanding we had over a card game.
Yeah.
At our friend's house.
That's I hurt you.
That
over
was
that?
2 years ago. No. It was like a mutual thing, but like the hurt was felt.
Yeah.
And then we had to figure it out.
I would say more recently, the hurt was felt over a Prince song.
True.
In March.
But that was very, very stupid.
It's always misunderstandings.
Very, very misunderstandings.
But yeah, it's like, because usually we have a way of communicating that will get each other pretty quickly before things escalate.
Yeah.
But sometimes the misunderstanding continues and it escalates and it sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
But that was really over. I mean, dude, like the real deep thing. I'll just tell everybody what it was.
Okay.
I was talking about how I love Purple Rain. It's like my favorite song, right?
Yeah. And you were bitching about how it didn't get played at the wedding.
Yeah. I didn't get to hear it at the wedding.
And
I was really bitching about how, for whatever reason, the person who was DJing our wedding, who's a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Purple Rain. And then when I asked about it, they were like, kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is my freaking wedding. What the hell? You can't just Wi-Fi that shit? Can't download it?
Not what you said. Like, you didn't give all the full
credit.
You said, and I couldn't even listen to it at my wedding. And this is not the first time you've brought it up that way.
And then you're like, what the fuck? I planned this whole wedding.
I was responsible for the playlist for the wedding, as I was responsible for pretty much everything at the wedding that I didn't even want to be responsible for because I fucking hated wedding planning. And like to hear you, that I disappointed you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I made sure that because the whole time I had dated Steve, he was really into Heart and the Bee Gees. So I made sure to have so many Heart and Bee Gees songs in there. Songs that we connected over, like just tried to make him happy for the music, things that represented us. And if I had known, because he goes, Prince is my favorite artist. If I had known that song, Purple Rain, was one of your all-time favorite songs, I would have made motherfucking sure to have it on the playlist, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so the playlist was reviewed several times and finalized. And I was in charge of that. And so every time you bring it up that it didn't get played, it's like a little sting. Yeah, it's like a little stab.
Yeah.
And so this time I finally was like, yo, you didn't, okay, Prince had died a few months before our wedding.
Yes.
And I didn't feel like you played that song on loop until he died. Like, and I didn't know it was always one of your favorite songs. I just thought you were like remembering him dying. Like it was like a memorial or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I didn't know that it was one of your favorite songs. And I said, you didn't even like get obsessed with that song until after he died. And Steve took it like I was trying to say he's a poser.
Exactly.
And that he doesn't really like that song and he's just being a poser. And yeah. after
Prince And this died, was in front of friends. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm not a poser. I hate those people. And that's the other thing. I hate those people who like pose about something after somebody the person died. Dies. Yeah, I hate that shit.
It's just, it wasn't, and I, in my head, I wasn't calling you a poser. I was like, I would have made sure it was on the list if I had known it was one of your favorite songs. You didn't vocalize it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Until afterwards. And so, yeah, I just, and so we were a bit drunk. Like we had been drinking Steve a little bit more than he usually does. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't clicking. Like what we were saying to each other, because I said over and over, I'm not saying you're a poser. I'm not saying you're a poser. I'm saying.
You're saying I'm a poser now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you're a poser now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying that I, you know, hate that I feel like I disappointed you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing too. And then, yeah, it spiraled out from there because once I was like, oh, wow, I'm a poser in front of all our friends. And then I was like, wow, I guess, you know, I was just feeling like not heard on my end.
Then I would feel like it got dropped like because I understood that you thought that I was saying that, but I was trying to reassure you that's not what I was saying. And right. I felt not heard too.
Yep.
And then it would get dropped and then you would come in with like, Batman, when I was young.
Yeah.
And I was well, like, what
that's
the
That's the
fuck?
Thing about being like, called a poser is you go. Feel like you have to fill in the blanks and like
explain, you have
to contextualize. Well, no, I mean, even the next morning.
Yeah.
Like nobody was drinking anything and I felt the same way.
But I felt like if you were maybe a little bit more sober, you would have heard me tell you, like, I'm not saying this.
I heard
you.
It, but it didn't take it back in front of all of our friends. And that's when I felt the need to, like, contextualize everything.
Yeah.
Like, that outwardly.
Right.
Where I'm like, the Colts won the Super Bowl. He played Purple Rain in the Rain.
Very heightened, very.
Yeah, for sure.
Dramatic because we were misunderstanding each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was because we were also around friends that I just felt it all heightened even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt the need to defend myself. And if it ever gets to that for me, it can be rough because I something happens to my eyes and I just start launching, like as far as like roasting.
Yes.
And being able to pull from things and roasting with it. And like, yeah, not good. Not a good thing.
No,
not
so
a good
plan. I started crying and then I slammed doors and left to a different room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
And then I played Purple Rain.
We both got hurt. And we both got pretty hurt. Yeah. No, you know what actually fucking happened? Is I was requesting Eminem all fucking night.
It's true.
And as soon as I left and went to another room, Eminem is blasting.
Unbelievable.
And I had to try to go to sleep to it. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? Because everyone was being dicks and they were like, we're not going to play Eminem. We're not going to play Eminem. And then after I left is like when all of the Eminem songs started playing and I was like, are they fucking with me? Like, this is so mean.
Makes for a great story.
Hilarious. So good. Well, guys.
But wait. Okay. So the next morning.
Yeah.
Also in front. We were in an echoey ass cabin.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone heard us making up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they also saw how we resolve things in our relationship. And it was pretty. A lot of them told me that was awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I think that showing a healthy relationship, a healthy conflict resolution should be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we brought this up in one of our previous episodes, and I wasn't sure how people would take it because it's kind of like a unpopular opinion to fight in front of other people.
Yeah.
And we don't really fight in front of other people, but we don't try to hide it either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that it should be shown more in front of kids, especially healthy conflict resolution, that it's not that people never fight or never get into arguments or disagreements. It's that there's a way to handle it that's healthy and that makes the other person feel loved and understood and heard and validated.
Yes.
And so that's what we did the next morning. And I did feel like we both felt heard and validated. And it 100%. Took a little bit, like, because there was a couple times where you were like, do you see where I'm coming from? And I'm like, I still don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I said many times, like, exactly. I didn't think you were a poser. And then it took a little bit of like you telling me, showing me different angles of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can kind of see that then.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I saw where you were, where I was wrong to snap.
Yeah. Like, and then it had been kind of building up that like you had said it many, many, many times since our wedding that.
Yeah, that too.
This was like the one thing you would change and all this stuff. And
for me, it had nothing to do with you. And I was more thinking about the DJ and how I basically got blown off.
Yeah.
At our wedding. And I was like, that always just rubbed me the wrong way. Because I remember that interaction and being like, damn. Like she couldn't even say something like, and I can't download it because there's no Wi-Fi here or anything like that. Yeah. It was just like, nah, sorry. We don't have it. And it was just like,
yeah, you felt dismissed.
What
the fuck?
Yeah, I felt dismissed. And so that's what bothered me about it. And that's why every time I brought it up, I was thinking about that, not about you.
And every time you brought it up, it like
exactly
poked me a little. Yeah. And,
you know,
but I wouldn't say anything because it's like not a big deal, but like it over time, it like really grated on me. And so then when you were doing it one more time, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me where I was like, drop it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's funny when we're around our friends because they all say what a fake friend
Prince fan you are. Yeah.
Which is pretty funny, I have to say.
It's a great joke.
Yeah. And it's an inside joke for all of us. And now it's yours as well. Everyone can accuse me of being a fake Prince fan. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. He is a fake ass motherfucking Prince fan.
I didn't even know who he was until he died.
Yeah, exactly. You had to go look him up and pretend
to go Google him,
pretend to know some of the songs.
And I was like, what's this fucking symbol? What does that have
to do
with
Prince? I was playing the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack actually recently, like 2 days ago, and on our trip to San Diego. And as a Prince song was coming on, I was like, oh, here you go, honey. And he was like, what the fuck? I hate this. And it was a Prince song.
No. This was.
It was, when Doves Cry, and you didn't know it was When Doves Cry yet.
I was referring to the previous 7 songs.
You thought I was fucking with you, though.
The entire playlist.
So he was complaining about
the most obnoxious playlist I've ever listened to in my life.
That's the worst opinion, worst take on Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Doves Cry starts. It's 2.5 seconds in. I don't know which one it is.
And I go,
yet.
Oh, here you go, honey.
And then it takes like maybe 7 seconds for the iconic part of that to start. So like. Give me a break. Anybody could start listening to Doves Cry right
fake
now.
Fake ass
Good
fans.
Luck finding it.
Fake ass
Good
fans.
Luck finding that it's Doves Cry until like at least 7 seconds in. You're fucked. I will lose sleep.
That's like the drums that come in.
That doesn't happen in the song. I don't think you know the song.
I think I know the song a little better
know.
Than you.
I definitely know. Why would doves even cry? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know.
Because they're a symbol of peace. They cry when it's not peaceful.
I don't think that's where it is.
Maybe I'm just like my mother. If you knew the song, you would know that was actually a question.
I don't think that those are lyrics in the song. I would bet money on it.
All right. Well, I hope that was fun for you. Learned a lot. My emotions came up. I was like, wow, these are really good questions.
Good questions.
Stories.
Definitely
that
do
I
this with your
told.
Partner out there.
Yeah.
What's the website?
There's a lot more questions too, and this is all free on we'renotreallystrangers.online.
There you go.
Shout out to them. Again, not sponsored, but these are really great questions. I'm sure the card game has even more stuff to it. But yeah, there's a whole other level that we didn't even get to, which is reflection. So go through the whole thing. It'll probably take you a little bit longer than an hour, but it's like a great intimate thing to do with your partner to just get to know each other on a deeper level. And as always, you can subscribe and you can rate us on iTunes and you could follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/sticky.
Ooh, sexy plug.
Yeah.
What's on the Patreon, Nikki?
Sexy.
You can listen to this show one day early.
You can get a bonus episode of the show called The Shit They Don't Tell You After Dark. It's stuff that we're going through currently that we haven't like processed. Like we're still processing. We don't really know if we've learned it yet.
I do a show called Crypto Corner on there.
Yeah.
All my crypto
news. You also
news.
Get early releases to jewelry line launches.
Boom.
Which just happened. Oh my God, by the time this episode is out, I will have launched my jewelry line. So you can check that out. Gettinsacoffee.com.
I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You saying that you don't want to jinx it is jinxing it.
I don't want to jinx it.
Okay, we got to go. Mark, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.